Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Josh Gottheimer. He represents 5th New Jersey. We begin with the congressman's colleagues and himself joining for the call for an ambassador to combat anti-Semitism following the recent tragedy of anti-Semitic conduct in the New York area. Josh, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. What do you hope for this new ambassador to combat anti-Semitism? How do you see this job going forward? Good evening.
Good evening, and thank you for having me. It's always good to be with you both. I have to say, I believe after we've seen what's happened, not just in the last weeks, but in the last years, the just massive surge of anti-Semitism at home and around the world, it's critically important that we have someone in a very senior post at the State Department whose job it is to travel the world, as many other nations have similar posts, and speak out against anti-Semitism, and to have not just the wherewithal and the knowledge and the esteem, but the rank of ambassador. And that's why many of us fought for this position, and I'm very glad that it's there. Now, of course, we've got to make sure the president appoint somebody who deserves the position and does so swiftly, as I encouraged him to do this week.
Your district includes many Jewish communities and other communities that are very active in international affairs and supportive of Israel. And there have been many rallies, but they've shifted the focus not just in support of Israel and the U.S.-Israel relationship, but to the anti-Semitism that is affecting our country from ocean to ocean. What measures have been taken in your districts to bolster the security for the community?
It's a great question. You know, this is something that I've been working on since I was elected in 2016, and they have something called nonprofit security grants, which any religious institution or school, parochial school, can apply for. We've actually received nearly about $3 million since 2017 in these grants to help with security at the institutions. The religious institution applies for it, or the school applies for it. We've actually received the most out of the state of New Jersey in my district, because I've made this a top priority of mine to ensure religious freedom and protection of obviously the Jewish community, but frankly all communities of faith. And I think right now, given where we are and the threat level in the country against the rise of anti-Semitism, of course, record levels in New Jersey and around the country, but also just the partisanship and extremism that is so pervasive online and on cable news and everywhere. It's led to more threats and more attacks. Listen, anti-Semitism, as you just pointed out, in the last weeks, the just number of events and incidents. Events, as you said, speaking out against anti-Semitism, and then incidents of violence in Times Square, right? We saw a group recently yelling anti-Semitic slurs, initially beat, kicked, and pepper sprayed a Jewish man in L.A. There was a caravan of pro-Palestinian protesters descended on a restaurant in West Hollywood and screaming, "Who's Jewish?" and then unleashed a violent attack. We saw the same thing, screaming, "Die Jew," in Val Harbor, Florida, incidents in Arizona. So a huge spike recently, and I think we have to be incredibly vigilant, and I'm working with local law enforcement as well.
Josh, on a moment in time, where were you, and can you recall your first thoughts when you heard there were air raid warnings in Jerusalem and there were incoming missiles? What did you think, Congressman?
I thought to myself, first of all, I was at home with my kids, and I immediately sat down with them to explain to them what was going on. You know, we speak a lot at home about the importance of the U.S.-Israel relationship and about Israel. We had relatives there. And like probably most people, I had a pit in my stomach of here we go again. And frankly, for the weeks that followed, you know, more than, you know, 4,500 rockets from a foreign terrorist organization, Hamas, being fired into our key historic ally, the democracy in the region, Israel, and someone that's so a country that's so important to the United States' national security, and recognizing that it's about the size of New Jersey and a sea of nations that have historically sought to do it harm. So I very concerned about Israel, and of course concerned about the loss of life on both sides in the Palestinian community and in Gaza, and worried about the impact of the loss of life, knowing that Hamas uses children as shields, and worried what this would mean for the community, but of course also what this would mean for Israel and for so many families in the country.
One of the things that got lost in the coverage and discussion of the events of in the Middle East is that Hamas is a wholly owned subsidiary of Iran, as is Hezbollah. And they say now that they've encircled Israel because they fired missiles from Jordan, from drones and tunnels and everything. How have your colleagues, do you think, internalized this information? We've seen some of the extremes making statements which are pretty horrific, but overall I know Congress is generally supportive. But do you think that they can see this, Iran's role, given the negotiations in Vienna?
I think I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that people are not nearly as cognizant as they should be about who's behind funding Hamas and Hezbollah. I mean, Hezbollah obviously funnels money from Iran and through other proxies to Pidge, Palestinian Jihad, and to Hamas. And we know that's where the money comes from and the weapons come from. You talked about threats from, you know, coming through Jordan in the north, and the greater sophistication of the missiles being fired at Israel. You know, the 4,500, thank God for Iron Dome, which was and the interceptors to help stop most of the rockets from landing in Israel and in people's homes. And so, but let's be honest of what's behind this, as you have. I mean, you're talking about a terrorist organization, a nation, Iran, who has been one of the most nefarious, least honest actors on the world stage when it comes to their development of nuclear weapons, their support of terror through Hezbollah, Hamas, and other proxies who have consistently sought to do us harm, who've gone after our American bases and our allies and killed American citizens and obviously in the military around the world. I supported killing Soleimani a few months back in the last administration. I thought that was the right decision, given that these are harbors of terrorists, but understand that's what we're facing and dealing with here. And at the same time, you're dealing with a huge influx, as we said, of anti-Semitic rhetoric as a reaction to what's going on. You know, the ADL documented more than 17,000 tweets in 1 week with some variation of the phrase "Hitler was right." And so you're dealing with two challenges: one, attacks from terrorist proxies. By the way, Hamas is not just recognized as a terrorist organization by the United States, but by Europe, by the Arab nation, many of the Arab nations, by Canada and by others, right? So this is clearly a terrorist organization firing against an ally. So, you know, and an ally that has been historically not just a friend, but a progressive friend in the region, someone who cares deeply about LGBTQ rights and women's rights, as compared to obviously others in the region that don't. So that's why I was so offended, and why I and my colleagues and I wrote a letter to the president this week, obviously thanking him and acknowledging and I appreciate the administration's steadfast support of Israel in this and during the conflict, but also raising what I think, from the anti-Semitism perspective, is an alarming concern about words coming out of some of my colleagues in Congress, by the way, on the extreme left and extreme right, that I found deeply anti-Semitic, whether talking about comparative of masks and Hitler, but also, I mean, sorry, masks and, sorry, go ahead.
Wait, no, we just have a few seconds, Josh, and I wanted to say that.
Your
request for a United States ambassador at large to monitor anti-Semitism. We wish you very well. It's a wonderful idea, and I hope it follows through soon enough. Josh Gottheimer is New Jersey's 5th District Congressional District. Malcolm Holdline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.